Ryan, from 0-3 to 3-2 in the last five, your assessment of the team right now at the midway point?
You know, Jeff, I think for the most part, we've had a steady build as a team. You're seeing guys gel. You're seeing the value of having a strong coaching staff. I know we keep saying this, but, you know, our goal is to have a smart, tough football team. We're going to continue to build that as we go forward, but I think you're already seeing that benefit of our approach.
Yeah, I don't think you can say those three words enough, because I hear it back from the locker room, too. They know you want that type of guy. And I'll tell you this, so is Adam Gase, because to me, the biggest play in the San Diego game, this is just my opinion, you don't have to agree with me, was after the interception, the next snap, boom, go route to Jeffrey, 47 yards, first down Bears, you score on that drive. To me, it changes the entire complexion of the entire game.
That was a huge play. I think, you know, Jeff, we talk about we always want to see how people respond to adversity, and that just isn't the players either. But I thought it showed great response from Jay, Alshon, really the entire offense. And, you know, John always says, he tells our players, don't blink, don't flinch. And I think that was a good example of that.
All right. How about this kid, Jonathan Anderson, undrafted rookie free agent, goes to a week 9 starter with 11 solo tackles and calling the defense. How's that happen?
Yeah, he's playing well. You know, Jonathan's a player that Josh Lucas, our personnel director, really liked in college free agency process. You know, he has impressive physical traits. He runs a 4.54 in the 40, so he can run. He's a guy that's just gotten better and better from the moment he arrived. You know, I think that's a credit to Glenn Pyers, our linebacker coach, as well.
Well, everything helps, too, you know, and hopefully getting Shea McClellan back soon as well. Now you got a rotation of guys.
That's right. It's a good mix of guys, and, you know, Shea's really good for the communication on our defense, so we're excited about that.
I don't know if you realize this, but the defense on a heck of a streak, if you ask me. 6 games in a row without a rushing touchdown. They've only given up 2 all year. That's tied for the league low. And only 1 touchdown allowed in 4 of the last 6 games. You can win that way.
Mm-hmm. The defense is playing well. I have so much respect for Vic Fangio and his staff. I mean, think about it. They've taken over a defense, switched to a 3-4, dealt with significant personnel changes, dealt with injuries on that side of the ball. And I think we've been consistent and sound for the most part this whole season, and that's really a credit to those guys.
Eventually, and I remember speaking with Perry Fuel when the Giants were in the Super Bowl, former defensive back coach here with the Giants at the time, the defensive coordinator. He had 8 guys that could literally put their hand on the ground and go get the quarterback. Is that something in your radar for the future? You like to have a rotation of depth on the defensive line?
You know, I think that's the goal, Jeff. I mean, look at the team we're playing this week. Look at, you know, Les Snead and Coach Fisher. They've done a great job of adding a lot of talent to that defense over the year. The whole defensive line is first-round picks. Especially with their pass rushers. So I don't think you can never have enough of those players. Having them come in waves like that is definitely to your benefit.
It makes an offense pull their hair out. Thoughts on the Rams beyond that? You know, the 4 first-round picks, that's a symptom of also having some struggles along the way. But, man, they made some real good choices. But on the other side of the ball, the stats don't show it, but they're dangerous. They're dangerous. They got a lot of speed over there, and now they got Gurley.
No doubt. You got a veteran coach in Jeff Fisher. They play sound, situational football. Huge running game with the rookie running back Gurley. He's playing at a high level. Tavon Austin presents unique challenges both on offense and in special teams. Defensively, they're a tough, gritty group, outstanding pass rush. You know, starting with that defensive line, there's a lot of good players on that team. We're going to have our hands full.
All right, well, good luck today.
Thanks, man.
That's Bears general manager Ryan Pace. More pregame now with Ron, Jim, and Jay.